thinking what is going on right now in space, all of the factors, and that's even yet into I've been measuring the intensity of pressure, which me, as I get ponder the health, the physical shape, the age, so he's complaining about the press. In the meantime, Hillary hasn't had a press conference in almost a year, and when she finally has something approaching a press conference in her plane, that is, of course, it starts with a dumb question. It's always the same thing. It starts with a dumb question and ends with a cough. It reminds me of a quote by, I can't remember who it was, Tacitus or something. The mountains rumble and give birth to a house. And I mean, you know, Hillary's, her campaign was so illogical, so nonsensical from the very beginning, yet she almost pulled it off. If she hadn't gotten sick, the wings were tending, she would have been possibly elected president of the United States, and then on the first day, you know, the idea of Obama and people like Obama and Hillary is they get elected and they're finished. Done. They did everything they wanted, and then try to do everything else. There is no functional difference between Hillary Clinton's view of the. That's why we cannot have another round of fools. And in the meantime, Trump is up 5 because people look at Clinton, they see this absolutely surreal scene. Even people tuning into TV don't even necessarily know where this is at. They hear it's 9/11, saying they figure it's probably New York. They see her standing at the curb and kind of bobbing back and forth like a buoy, you know, totally stiff and just kind of going back and forth, totally fit. And then they photograph her. And I found a great article. And Bill, he said he was overwhelmed when he thought, you know, the meaning of all the different things that we wouldn't have necessarily picked up on. But people see that, and then they try to take her forward. Anybody can see her knees buckle. Yes, they try to make a human wall around her, but if you watch the video a couple of times, at some point you realize she's being dragged in a virtually unconscious state into the vehicle and just kind of tossed in there, and then they take off. If you're watching with any attention span whatsoever, you see her fall or go down about a foot and a half, and you realize this woman at that moment not only could walk, but she wasn't even conscious. Probably she's having some attack, and so people are going to find this video, along with the coughing video, along with the seat video, along with the headlights video. They're going to go back to this, at least this video on the curtain, and they're going to say, does this woman at all look like somebody who could handle the rigor of the president, let alone be a teacher? Now the crowd starts to cheer behind her, and she looks up in the sky and says, or what, you know, looks up into the ceiling. Downward spiral, downward spiral. She's like a robot that's powering down. She doesn't have any fitness. We don't know what's wrong with her brain, but there is something clearly wrong with this lady at a profound level. Now, I heard the crazy things last night, and I turned away from and I listened to because these guys have not, and I think crazy, we're not that far off the beaten path in terms of what are the symptoms. One of the people I listened to said she's got tumors. She's got a brain tumor. She's got a lung tumor. And that's why she keeps collapsing. Somebody else said that, you know, you've heard it before, but Parkinson's disease. But I listened to this stuff because I wanted to find out why people were saying it, why medical doctors were saying it. So now we've got a scandal for these guys that has to do with Colin Powell, America's saint, who's, you know, really, as far as anybody knows, has never sinned once. And she's, of course, used him to throw under the bus. And he hasn't really said much publicly, but he did say something privately, and he didn't in any way, shape, or form like it. So I got a little dedication to Hillary. Take a break here. It's called One Hell of a Nerve by James Booker. A little New Orleans piano. Kelly O'Connell, 618-523-1450. 805-6180 for your text machine. It is here, folks. It has been brought back. And speaking of resuscitating the dead, I've got it with me. We'll take a break, and we're going to come back and plow into the Powell controversy.
Thank you. Bank insurance, is that how you say it?
All right, let's get to a few headlines here for you before we dive into the rest of this stuff. But do you feel me here? 523-1450-805-6180. Do you feel me? She's unelectable. She is unelectable. And I'm not going to say I'm the first one to say it in the United States, but I've been talking about her health for a while. And I just think that she is not somebody you'd pick out of a crowd as a leader. And with her health problems, I mean, she really doesn't have a record per se of anything positive, which, you know, it would be a problem unless she was a Clinton. But now she's got tremendous health problems that look like they killed her. And she is unelectable. Trump is up by 5. I predict he's going to get up by 10 or 15. I mean, there's going to be 25 or 30% of the people who, even if she was in a casket, you know, don't cry for me, Argentina. You know, even if she's dead, there's going to be a cult that surrounds her because of the cult that was put together by the liberals and by the Democrats. And I mean, you know, when Stalin died in Russia, people wept across the nation, even though they understood that he was tied into this incredible machinery of tyranny. He had been so built up in the people's minds that they had this just unbridled emotion when he died. Even though he was a devil, he was a demon, he was a terrible leader, he was a destroyer. And one of the books I have on him, Stalin, Destroyer of Nations. So they took these nations in after World War II and just tore them apart. That's what liberalism does. That's what true liberalism does. Liberalism is only concerned about power. So think about it. Isn't that what this is about? Keeping her in this race because we knew that she was a top shelf name politically, even if she's sick and dying. And what? Let me ask you this. And I heard somebody ask this last night. I think it's worth repeating. What is the purpose of Bill and Chelsea if they know she's super sick? Why would you want someone to live out their days under total pressure, just going from one health emergency to another, hoping she gets elected, knowing she's going to die pretty quickly? I mean, what? And it, so I think, you know, it just shows there's no love in these people, really, that they're using one another, even within the family. All right, so outrage over what Hillary's campaign and what Hillary said about Colin Powell and his response. They're calling it a hellstorm. Republican voter surge, Clinton crash. Russian TV host, they may kill Trump. Looking for anything else. Kitty Kirk gets hit with a $12 million defamation anti-gun suit for lying, putting together a lying narrative in a little one of her TV things. Moviegoers pass out during cannibal film. I have some weird news for you today too that I got to get to that you're gonna drive off the road when you hear this. Couple of stories I have. Walmart developing self-driving shopping cart. You mean it's not dangerous enough in a Walmart? You know how many times you have to dive out of the way when people? What is it? Is it just this town or is this taking over America? People push carts out into aisles. Now, my understanding of how to operate in a supermarket, the smaller arteries, the aisles that have food on them must merge in with the larger aisles that take people, you know, more individual in them. It just goes without saying, it's like driving. You're in a Walmart now, people push their carts right into you without even looking around the corner. Now we're going to have self-driving shopping carts with crash and burn and probably limbs amputated. All right. Oprah loses $117 million in Weight Watchers. And creepy clown sighting spread. 1 in 5 CEOs is a psychopath. I probably didn't need to tell you that. And Obama gives a speech in favor of Hillary. Supporter talks about him, references him 137 times. It's not enough to kill people with terrible ideas and a horrible policy. The reason we're struggling financially is not because of globalism. It's not because the economics no longer work. That America is broken. It's because this clown, speaking of in their minds, when the government said, give us all your food, it was a death sentence. So they didn't cooperate. So they went out and killed a bunch of these. We're talking millions of people. So what these communist or socialist dictators would be, go into a society and they start doing stuff like that. They start making the economy, bringing the people to their knees. They turn to the government. All right, so let's take a break here in dedication to him. James Booker. You, lady, you got one hell of a nerve trying to represent, and you should be in ICU. Be right back. I'm going to play the thing with Powell. All right, so we got this thing with Powell. Thanks, Hillary. I didn't appreciate you coming in under the seat. His here is
access to the server. And you have no security clearance.
I have no security clearance.
And that, of course, meant that he had access to at least some classified information. Fox News chief intelligence correspondent Catherine Herring is here. Catherine, what did we learn today from that hearing?
Well, I think one of the most interesting things we learned is that the two witnesses that took the Fifth worked for this firm called Platte River Networks. This is the Colorado-based firm that managed the Clinton server, and in March of
And managed it after she left the State Department, right?
That's correct.
All right, that's boring. Powell is mad at her. And Powell also called Trump a national disgrace, which is, I guess, why that Powell didn't end up as a vice president. Check this out.
Did he kiss the baby?
I think so.
Because politicians, he's not a politician. Yes. He's a businessman.
He's become a baby kisser. I think. It happens to the best
He was
of
hugging
them.
The veterans, now kissing the babies, holding them up like the Lion King scene.
That's right. Awesome. We'll get to that right now. Let's get right to the race for the White House as Hillary Clinton stays sidelined from campaigning today as she gets a little better. She's haunted by a brand new email scandal.
And it's all courtesy of former Secretary of State Colin Powell.
What is going on? Senior political correspondent Mike Emanuel had the answer. He's live in Westchester, New York for us this morning with the details. Good morning, Mike.
Tucker, Ainsley, good morning to you. That is right. Hillary Clinton is the campaign tomorrow. At the time, many Democrats are concerned about the potential for an October surprise courtesy of Russian hackers. Now, the latest released emails that are embarrassing are actually related to former Secretary of State Colin Powell. BuzzFeed reports Powell emailed journalist Emily Miller, who is a former aide to Powell, on June 17th, writing that Donald Trump, quote, is in the process of destroying himself. No need for Dems to attack him. House Speaker Paul Ryan is calibrating his position again. Then on August 21st, Powell wrote Miller again. Yup, the whole Earther move was racist. That's what the 99% believe. Trump can keep that up. He said he also wanted to see if the certificate noted that he was a Muslim. As for Hillary Clinton, we know that he talked, including an appearance on Fox News Sunday, about the potential for foreign hackers having an impact on the election.
We know that Russian intelligence services, which are part of the Russian government, is under the firm control of Vladimir Putin, hacked into the DNC, and we know that they arranged for a lot of those emails to be released. And we know that Donald Trump has shown a very troubling willingness to back up Putin, to support Putin.
As you mentioned here in Chapel, New York, the return of the campaign in Greensboro, Carolina, tomorrow. Back to you guys.
All right, so there is news, Lania, not going to go up, so it should be a different winner. Check this out.
What's going on about El Nino going into the line and the impact they have, but now it doesn't look like we have a bummer here. This right here, this is the Pacific, not to a neutral lake. So you get down to 3 miles below the average, and that's when I get to an El Nino. Are edging in, but they are back. So what that means is that El Nino is not a neutral pattern. It melts, but typically, again, this is a very different passage of the whole. If you have cold to the north, right, it's not a tropical jet. It's for wet weather out of the deal. And warm.
Children's advocacy group Mesilla Valley CASA said that in her experience, local judges are good about taking financial needs into account. And for the most part, however, only wealthy parents can afford a private diversion program. And she says sometimes kids need to be in residential treatment facilities. They may need psychiatric services. And right now, especially in New Mexico, we're looking at the above. And all right, so that there is an issue that you'll notice in court. Once you get in trouble, it's very easy to get in trouble again, much easier than it was in the first place. So we do need to make it so that people can get out of trouble if that's not. All right, so I can no longer resist. I've got to play this for you. Private doctor claiming that Hillary has serious email problems. Now, claims that she has tumors. I've got this for you. Check this out.
SteveBochenek.com. His Twitter is Twitter.com/SteveBochenek. Now, he's with us for a second.
This is Alex Jones, by the way,
because he's a busy guy in the woods.
So the question is, what is the real health problem beneath the so-called pneumonia, which I don't believe for a second? This guy, or hidden tumor in her system. An occult tumor in the brain causes all kinds of physical problems related to it, even though the doctors can't discover its location or even the fact that it exists a lot of times.
Certainly, we have a lot of neutral sleep, despite breaking reports. But here's the two areas I want to cover with Pachenik, and he can add whatever quality send us. A, am I wrong at that level? This is a victim. Mainstream media has been threatened. Obviously, Hillary's very sick. How many medical doctors they fire? They do major medical associations. She looks really ill. What in the hell is she doing? Texting kids. Except for a month ago, Drew said a week later that what she's doing, taking armored droid and the same. My enchilada. They're meeting, this political even admits, in D.C., the Democrats, on whether they're going to go to the electoral college, the states, and try to face the election. Mainstream news. We boil that articles and polls. So, yeah, it's good to credit the system, but where is going?
Let's come back and get into this. There is something out there, and Dr. Pachenik, who has the best resume of anybody we've ever seen, and the government can private sector, is basically a psychiatrist, and he says that he's a little more. You can get a reprint when you can't even sit up chair. Kelly O'Connell, AM Las Cruces, AM 1450, 523 1450, 805 6180. Let's get this sick woman out. your states, your election map right now is looking like this. Clinton and Kane, 209 probable votes, possible, but well, probable votes, let's put it that way. Trump and Pence, 154 votes, but it, just a few days ago, it was much different. Toss-ups, 175. But listen to this. The number of states Clinton supposedly has in her pocket now is only five. Vermont, Massachusetts, Maryland, D.C., California, and Hawaii. So D.C. is not a state, but so six areas. And we do have a phone call here. Thanks for the call, the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Jeff.
Jeff, what's up?
Well, to be fair on knocking female politicians, you should go back to the story of Susana Martinez, Santa Fe parties, throwing beer bottles off of balconies. I don't know if you heard about that story.
Yeah, Jeff, I haven't been living under a rock for the last 10 years. I did hear about that.
And Michael Swickard, he used to make fun of Bill Richardson, so I just think it'd be fair. Anyway, I'm for term limits anyway on one-year term limit,
Jeff,
president and,
Jeff,
and governor.
Jeff, as usual, I have to ask you, what's your point?
Well, like Israel now got a $35 billion defense help from U.S., so Putin and Netanyahu, it's male supremacy, but females, if they're going to get in there, they should be limited so they can't become a dictator either. That's my point.
I would have never thought of that. Jeff, anything else?
No.
What's your prediction on the race at this point?
I really don't know.
No idea. Do you have any opinion on the health of Hillary Clinton?
It isn't good, and her dynasty has been in there long enough with her and Bill. It could have been anybody. It could have been that Fiorina female or a lot of different females. It could have been the dog catcher female in the United States that could be president for 1 year as far as I'm concerned.
Or the dog face female, but we've already got her running for president. So, all right, thanks a lot. Have a good call. Have a good day. All right, folks. That's straight from the Jeff. So this race, you were talking your states that are in flux. Heraclitus said all is flux, by the way. Florida is in flux. Ohio is in flux. These are these big states that are the ones that decide who's going to win. Pennsylvania, Florida, Ohio, et cetera, et cetera. These are all gray. They're not leaning one way or the other. So Hillary Clinton, well, she's a sick little puppy, isn't she? Poor thing. Here's a little bit from the doctor.
The Democrats, whether they're going to go to the Electoral College, the states, and try to basically put the election off. That is in mainstream news. We have it boiled down in articles at Infowars.com. Credit the system, but what in the world is going on? Obviously, Machenik has a lot of contacts in the military and other areas that have been trying to block all this, so we'll get his approximation of what's happening. Dr. Machenik, thanks for coming on.
It's my pleasure, Alex. As usual, we were right. A month ago, I said she was severely ill. I said she had a physical mental illness. I explained it in detail. I didn't wish her harm, but we turned out to be correct. Her doctor was wrong. She's not in excellent health. Lisa Bardak, who was trained, her doctor was trained at Cornell, where I trained, should have done a lot better workup. She cannot run for the presidency of the United States. It's as categorical as I said a month ago. I said it yesterday to my people. I said, here's the following. Number one, the media is discredited. It turns out that a lot of our Twitters now have been retweeted by people on the mainstream media. But despite all that, we have a major problem right now. The Democratic National Committee has to meet, but so does the President of the United States and Biden. The issue now is one of the maintaining the integrity of the Republic and its power. This is not the first time I've encountered this problem. I encountered it when I was a medical student with John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy, who was psychotic, had Addison's disease. We encountered it with Nixon, who had been in the hospital under stress. We encountered it with Reagan, who also had problems, and so on and so forth. So the Republic has to now go back to its intelligence and its national security elements, including the generals, chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, including the President of the United States and the Vice President. This is an apolitical issue which has to deal with the transition of power and the election of a person who has to be viable. The Democratic National Committee can pick Biden. I have no problem with that. Or they can pick Sanders. I have no problem with that. But in both cases, they have to reveal the medical records of either Biden, who's already had an aneurysm, who's had no legislation, and the fact that he can recover. Sanders is in pretty good physical health. That's not up to me. What's up to me is the fact that we must open up the medical records of Trump, which he will do. And now,
in fact, reportedly, he's the doctor today. I've got that from the folks.
All right, let's take a break here. We're almost on the hour. Jeff says, for good sake, if you talk about female leaders, would you at least put in there also so we don't have a tyrant? We don't have a tyranny of female, which is called what? Matriarchy. It's terrifying. Many men live in a patriarchal household, their living room. Won't get into that right now. What we will get into is a little around the hour. Jay Booker dedicates this to Hillary Clinton. Lady, you got one hell of a nerve. You can't even walk down the street without having a conniption, even when you're wearing seizure-free glasses. And, well, who do you think you are to run for president? 659 Kelly O'Connell, AM Las Cruces, AM 1450, 523 1450, and 805-6180-2 text. We'll be back.
Why don't you go somewhere and try to get yourself a schooling and schooling? Ask someone if you think I'm fooling, fooling.
All right. So just to recap, going over some of the stuff that's out there now, the latest outrage in a career of outrageous and antisocial and offensive and irritating and self-centered activities and statements, Hillary Clinton has now offended Colin Powell, who says that she could have avoided this whole thing. Every problem that Hillary has, probably except the foundation, could have been avoided. Couldn't avoid the foundation because that's where they get their money from. But Oliver Stone is saying that the DNC hack was an inside job. Here's my theory. They're blaming it on the Russians. Any hacking activity, the DNC hack was obviously from the inside because the guy that provided all the stuff was murdered. And that's how his name came to the surface. I believe that if Hillary is in trouble, if the government's running the elections, there is the possibility that the government is going to say that these elections are rigged and we have to do something else. So I don't know, and I don't claim to know, what the possible outcomes are. But, you know, people have been talking about for a long, long time martial law and all these other conspiracies. But now you can see a way forward for some of this stuff, and it's very disconcerting. There's no reason for the federal government to get involved in the state elections. There's no transparent reason. If these people that are running the nation right now, the Democratic Party, and they're trying to run someone who's dying, obviously they would do anything to stay in power. They could set it up so that Arizona and Illinois were hacked, and then to use that as an argument to nationalize the elections, and then use the outcome and claim that those are hacked. How would any person know, like normal person like you or I, know really if something was hacked or not? You'd have to take somebody else's word for it. So, you know, it's setting up a terrible situation. And the question is, how ambitious are these people? How ruthless? Well, they're pretty dang ruthless and ambitious. They're running a woman who's dying, apparently dying right in front of our eyes, and they're doing everything they can. You know, when she had this attack in which she was like totally stiffened up and had no sense of balance, no flexibility, and they started to, she kind of hopped, or somebody hopped her. I would assume that somebody kind of hopped her one step. I was watching her feet. And then the next thing you know, she's getting dragged into the vehicle because her toes are down and they're, you know, they're on the ground. What they did, if you had somebody that you cared about that had a medical emergency, where would you take them? You'd probably take an emergency, right? They did not take her to emergency. They took her to her daughter's house. That tells me they know what's wrong with her. Yes, they have to know what's wrong with her, but they also know that she is as sick as a dog. Now, here's a little bit more from Dr. Pizenik. And I would read you his resume, but it's too long. He's one of the top psychiatrists and neuro people in the United States and has worked in the government, inside and outside of the government. He's talking to Alex Jones about Hillary's cause of her health problems.
Correct. But the key element now, Alex, and what you have been part of, and again, I'm not throwing hosannas at you, is that you opened up and allowed us to open up the truth once again. And ironically, the truth came on a double truth with 9/11 and her passing out.
Was that not biblical? Was that not archetypal?
That is biblical. That is Greek tragedy. That is an amazing statement. If one believes in a God, which I do, it's his statement or her statement saying, you will be punished for what you have done, and so will the Republic. Cheney, Bush, Zelig, and a whole bunch of the neocons that she was working with. Now we have to concern ourselves about the Republic, and that's one of the issues that I've suggested to my people, that they think very carefully, that they have doctors from all four services, the Navy, Air Force, Army, that they have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Director of National Intelligence, Clapper, along with President Obama, who I believe will do the best he can for the republic in terms of transition of power, as well as Biden and others.
Because they're not going to get away with trying to pull some scam. I mean, it's going to blow up big.
No. I honestly don't believe that in a time of crisis, which this is, quite frankly, where we predicted this correctly. This is not an issue of whether we were right, which we were, and the media was wrong.
Because I haven't used that term, but probably I've said this looks like a super historical crisis we're in.
It is. And honestly, Alex, you and the people have been part of this. I mean, this is the world.
Well, it's the people, it's Drudge, it's you, it's all of us together, because the mainstream media has just spread itself.
I want to make it clear because we...
I want to just add something here. In doing talk radio, the spoken word format, it's live. There's no restrictions except for, you know, obscene statements. We have the opportunity to speak amongst ourselves, to speak the truth, to get ideas out there, to support them, to challenge them. Whether you're on the left, you're on the right, you're libertarian, you could be, you know, from outer space, as long as you can speak the language. That's the beauty and the importance of what we're doing here. We're keeping freedom of speech alive.
Taking so much punishment on top of it.
You're right.
Not only, remember, just a month ago, she even said we were part of a conspiracy theory of medicine. And we said,
well, she came out and said I had a dark heart and was the enemy and that our media should be shut down.
That's correct. But be it as it may, right now we have another issue which you should address with other people about the transition of power in the republic. Not a usurpation of power. Obama understands this. I have full faith he will not usurp power. I have full faith that Biden will not usurp power. I know some of the people in the Democratic Party. They knew very well when I said a month ago, these people know me and they know my capability to be a physician. I wasn't kidding that she was impaired. I don't wish her that. The part that really shocks me, Alex, and I got to say this to the audience as well, is, you know, neither Chelsea, Bill Clinton, or anybody in her family made a major effort to stop her from destroying herself physically and mentally. That's what shocked me. And I happen to have met Chelsea, and I happen to know her, and she's a very caring individual. Why no one in her family stopped this nonsense, I can't explain.
That's my biggest point, is what is Hillary thinking when she's obviously been so sick for years and is deteriorating quickly that she could get away with this? It really shows delusion.
Correct. That is total self-delusion. You and I have been talking about it.
All right, let's take a little break here. And I have a suggestion for Hillary through this song, one for the highway, a few more for the road. Have a few shots, Hillary. It'll make you feel better. I believe they've been keeping her functional through a lot of medication. But like any medication, everybody knows this, the more you take, the more resistant you become to that medication. And, you know, the clock is ticking on this lady. We'll be right back. 714 AM, Las Cruces, AM 1450, 523-1450 to call in, 805-6180 to text. I do not wish this woman one bit of ill health, but since she's already obviously ill, we need to get her out of the way. It's pretty dang sad what this country and this race has come to. The Democratic Party is just a complete corrupt embarrassment to have someone so sick at the top of your ticket. All right, I want to get into this stuff just so you have it in your mind to understand what's going on with Hillary. Her body is breaking down. It's been breaking down for quite a while. She's had all kinds of crazy symptoms, but because the media, no different than the USSR, the media, this the kind of state-controlled media, you don't really find out. You see somebody has something that looks like a health problem, and nobody ever talks about it. What are you supposed to think? It's no big deal. Here's a little bit. I'm going to come back to this other interview with Pachenko in a minute. I just want to get this out there. There's a number of doctors who believe that Hillary Clinton has brain injury, brain tumors, or heart problems because of the way she had this conniption at the curb, this conniption fit in which she just basically froze up. She looked like a salted fish, you know, and didn't look like she had any flexibility. And it's just kind of weight, you know, going back and forth. She's kind of leaning against this bollard. When they got her off the bollard, her knees buckled immediately. There was a tiny hop. I think they hopped her and then just dragged her and threw her in the van. All right, check this out.
Show. We had Dr. Drew come out a few weeks ago and say, the medicine she's got her on will kill her. And the guy's not even a conservative. This is crazy. I want to talk to Hillary. I want to help her. One of the top board certifying doctors out there. I mean, he's a doctor's doctor. Boom, fired. Well, will Sanjay Gupta get fired? He said, we still don't know a lot of things about Hillary Clinton and we need to know. But we've got a prominent Muslim American MD, he was on Newsmax TV, said Hillary didn't pass out from dehydration. And he says the same thing that Dr. Steve Pachinik and others have said, and other medical doctors that are very close to me, I'll leave it at that, that don't want to go on air because this country's in so much trouble. They're scared to, saying, look, it's brain tumor. Or it's major heart trouble. Well, the word is it's tumors in her lungs and which affects the heart and in the brain. But let's go ahead and play this clip of Dr. Zudia Jasser with Stephen Mazeberg. Here it is.
As an internist, I do this every day. And pneumonia is a disease that presents not only with cough, but fevers, chills, and other things. If she was passing, you know, what she had was a syncopal episode. She passed out. That's either cardiovascular or neurologic. Now, her team wants us to believe that this is dehydration. She didn't appear to be dehydrated, and that doesn't get fixed in 90 minutes. So I can tell you that it really appears, and if I let a patient with syncope leave my office and not get admitted and get evaluated immediately, that would be malpractice. So there's something going on. I mean, even if you look at the reaction of her assistants when she passed out, it almost seemed to appear something they've been familiar with. Nobody was really shocked that she was buckling and her knees were buckling.
That's what the Secret Service told us.
Chronic cerebrovascular accidents, strokes that she's had before that are just exacerbated when she gets ill, or it's some type of neurologic condition, or she had some underlying cardiovascular disease, either atrial fibrillation or heart failure that keeps presenting itself. So the reason we are speculating is because, just like Dr. Ben Carson said earlier today, she has a disease of dishonesty. And on the anniversary of Benghazi, she had a health episode that the American people deserve to know what the reality is. And I think any physician worth their salt knows that people don't pass out from pneumonia, but from other things, either cardiovascular or neurologic.
Well, that's right.
All right. Here is a little bit more from the doctor who thinks that she has brain or lung or possibly both tumors. Hillary Clinton, and this is Dr. Pizenik. He's just got an incredible resume.
It for years on end, it's pathological, but now finally the body said no more delusion, no more stress. I can't handle it. She even
so let me ask you this question. As a medical doctor, as an expert on the brain looking at this,
yes,
let me clearly she's deteriorating quickly. She's wearing the glasses for people that have seizures. She's clearly having a seizure when she falls over. How are they going to spin this? And am I correct? It looks like she's deteriorating quickly. What could be the real cause?
Well, the real cause is that she has a tumor on the brain and also a tumor in the lung. We don't know where any element metastasized. What I do know is the continuous fainting and syncope, which we call fainting, as well as the seizures and the fact that she's had people who've tried to cover up. The answer is not a good answer. I don't wish this, but the inevitable outcome will be some form of disability, and I hope not death. But this is not a course that has an upward slope to it. And that's why I'm saying to the Democratic National Committee, listen carefully. You have physicians there who work for me. Jim McDermott is a board-certified psychiatrist, an adult and child. You have Rand Paul. You have Ben Carson, a Republican. But you have 19 physicians in Congress. Any one of them or all of them should examine her and make the final determination. What's interesting, Alex, is historically we physicians have been very much a part of the Republic. I'm not an aberration. 11% of the Declaration of Independence was written by physicians, and 9% of the Constitution were written by physicians. So you have carried on, along with me and others, a very noble tradition of allowing physicians to maintain the integrity of the Republic. She cannot run. That is absolutely without question.
So what do you expect them to do? I mean, there's different things that they're openly in the news talking about. Having to go to the Electoral College, the states. I mean, this is crazy.
It will not go to the Electoral College because the Electoral College does not represent the will of the people. What it has to do is have a temporary abeyance while Trump, you know, continues his nomination or is a campaign. Either they put Biden in or Bernie Sanders. But the reality is...
But we don't want to push the
All right, so the claim from this doctor who's actually worked in government, highly involved in the government, and he, in 1974, Bezenek was a deputy assistant secretary of state under Kissinger, Cyrus Vance, and James Baker. His expertise includes foreign policy, international crisis management, and psychological warfare. He served presidential administrations of Ford, Carter, Reagan, and George H.W. Bush in the capacity of deputy assistant secretary. In 1974, he joined the U.S. State Department as a consultant in the Office of Prevention of Terrorism. In 1976, made deputy assistant secretary of state for management. So anyway, he's been all over the place, And there's a lot more there. I don't want to bore you with it. Let's take a break. Kelly O'Connell, AM Las Cruces, AM 1450, 523-1450. I am not at all excited about this. I mean, I'm excited that it's dramatic, but I'm not, you know, I never want to see anybody get sick. You know, life is tenuous at best for any of us. Anybody could be in her position in terms of health, but to not be upfront with people is a crime. I mean, it's absolute crime to hide the deep sickness, the physical sickness this lady has, and then try to push her on us as she's dying so that chaos will be created. I mean, people don't understand how far to the left the Clintons are. 727 flying those friendly but somewhat turbulent skies. AM Las Cruces 1450, 523-1450, and 805-6180. To text, and we will be back to pick up a little bit more on the impact of these tumors.
Since my baby been gone, I just can't go on. I'm leaving here today. Ain't no use to stay.
A little history tidbit. Did you know Vladimir Lenin, the guy that did the Russian Revolution, actually wasn't there for the revolution? He had gotten sick and left. And then when he found out that the revolution had occurred, he was very upset and he came back and sabotaged the revolution. He took over the revolution itself, sabotaged it, and then he went about building the terror state. But, it's stuff like that that's hard to believe. But one of the first things that he organized once he had come into power was an attack, or when this revolution was going on, was an attack against the police. And this is before the police had been turned into a terror force. So, you know, all of Marxism is destructive. There's not an upside to it. Kate Upton, supermodel, called the four Miami Dolphin players who knelt during the national anthem a horrific disgrace, and more horrific. Horrific. She said, I could never imagine multiple people sitting down during the national anthem on the September 11th anniversary. The lessons of 9/11 should teach us that if we come together, the world can be a better and more peaceful place. But you got to take my hat off to that. All right. More from the Medical Insider talking about Hillary's hidden tumors. Does she have tumors? I don't know. a doctor who specializes in you know, one of the top doctors in America says that that's the only explanation for her reaction. But the fact is, because she's so secretive and because she's so sick and they're trying to slide her in there, a.k.a. a la Weekend at Bernie's, where they're never going to tell us the truth.
They added the election back, right?
They might, and I don't have a problem with that. And the reason for that is...
And he's talking about moving the election farther down the road so that the Democrats can have a viable candidate.
That we have a crisis. It should have been predictable what happened. But the truth of the matter is, once again, this is what happens when you have nefarious deeds within the Hillary...
No, I agree. And this arrogance, this delusion, so...
Not only arrogance, but it's the nature of willfully harming the Republic. The issue of arrogance is one, but the fact that they were willing to harm the Republic, to put somebody in who was not capable of running the Republic, that's inexcusable. That is treason, and for me, that's many other issues. But let's address this issue. The elections will have to be delayed. The Democratic National Committee can sponsor whomever they want. They have to be very careful about it. The president of the United States will not usurp power because the military and the intelligence community will be on alert for that. He understands that, and he understands that we're willing to work with him on a mutually assured basis of construction, not destruction. So this is one of the times in America and in the world where the world is watching us, and what happens now will show the best element of our country. Hillary.
All right, we'll take a break here and come back, and I'm going to play a little bit more for you the calls that I had yesterday, the medical doctors that were calling in, and the consensus was it was Parkinson's, but I think most people said it was a brain injury that had affected Hillary, which a tumor is, if you have a brain tumor, it's a brain injury. We'll be right back. 735-523-1450 to call in and give your opinion. What do you think is going to happen? How's this going to turn out? 30% of the people polled recently say that Hillary will not live till 2020. That's 30% of the people, I assume, will not vote for her. And now you're fighting over 70%, and all of those can't be Republicans. Give me a break. We'll be right back.
If anything happens to me, no matter how strange it'll be, just make sure that I'm seen in my hometown, New Orleans.
Yeah, we do have a phone call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Jeff again.
Round two. What's up?
Yeah, I noticed on the news that incongruity in the persona of Ben Rawson, that I thought that he was trying to be kind of populist, and he didn't show up for the vote to renew the county manager, and contract or salary. And isn't he kind of a populist?
What, define populist?
Well, no, he's not really populist because he criticizes the county bus, which has taken the path of least resistance, but he won't stand up to if the county manager isn't doing a good job. He doesn't even want to say what his stand was on that.
Do you know why he missed the meeting yesterday?
No, but there ought to be a way that he can vote even if he can't be there on an important thing like that, I think.
What if he got a flat tire? What if his kid was sick? What if there was a medical emergency? I mean, I don't know why he missed the meeting, so I don't see how you can draw a conclusion.
Well, anyway, like even Steve Pierce has said that maybe there should be a way that, the legislators can vote on issues when they're not there or something
And
I just think that something like that's an important thing to show a stand on, and he's being selective maybe on the things he wants to be public about.
All right, so
like
so he's got his show tomorrow, his Rawson Report tomorrow. Why don't you call in and ask him? Thanks, Jeff. All right. folks, I want to get to this other clip that I had because I think it's so important. Hillary's sickness.
Problem is, we don't know. But what we do know about the Clintons is they will not tell us the truth, James. They will not
exactly.
come clean with the American people.
Exactly. And another thing, to just go to an apartment for 90 minutes, that's and her doctor not allowing that, that's shocking to me. Shocking. Any woman at 68 with a clot to her brain and a VAS, meaning she has a tendency to have strokes, to not be checked into the hospital, to not have a CAT scan of the brain to make sure she doesn't have a brain injury because she's on Coumadin. You got to understand something about Coumadin. It can make the blood too thin. They have something called International Normalized Ratio, INR. That needs to be checked. Is it at the level it is? Should it be 20 or 30? We don't know. And if it is, and she fell and hit her brain, she could be bleeding in the brain. I told my wife last night, I said, I won't be surprised if I wake up today and find that Hillary Clinton passed away. She wasn't appropriately checked into a hospital and investigated appropriately. And the fact of the matter that she pneumonia and she passes out, she's of such weak constitution that she had what we would call a base fatal in.
James, same question to you as I posed to one of the earlier doctors who called, and then we're going to have to take a break. We're going to return to the topic, definitely on this at least all hour, probably much of the show today. What do you need to see from her to make you feel like she's capable of being commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the United States?
Well, first off, this woman has had a stroke. We know she's had a stroke from a clot. I need to know exactly why she had the clot. What are her carotid Doppler results? Does she have atrial fibrillation? Why is she on Coumadin? Does she maintain the Coumadin regularly? Does her body...
James, let's leave it there because I do have to go to a break here. It's been a riveting discussion, and it's going to continue. Jim in Michigan, you're on the show with Alex.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks
for calling. Long-time listener. Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I'm not a doctor, but I've been a respiratory therapist for 25 years. I think at Hillary's age, she's been having these coughing fits for the last few months. And I think maybe this theory with the pneumonia is to cover for all these coughing fits that she's been having. I think she would probably have been bedridden by now if she had pneumonia this whole time. From what I seen yesterday with her stumbling around, it looked to me more like a case of hypotension or hypoglycemia, where she had lost her blood pressure or her blood sugar got low. That's the reason she couldn't walk. What could explain the coughing fits? I guess, you know, some people, when they're talking, they can aspirate their saliva. I'm sure everybody's done it. They cough for a little bit and then they lose their voice, have trouble speaking, but then eventually your voice comes back. And so, I mean, but then it also that there's many medications out there that, you know, cardiac patients that can take that'll cause coughing fits like that. So, I mean, there's several different combinations of factors that could be at play. It's kind of hard to say. Like it's merely speculation, but I'm thinking yesterday she either had a hypotensive event or she had a hypoglycemic event.
Mitch is an ER doctor in Pennsylvania. Mitch, what do you think is happening with Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, I really think there's something seriously wrong with her health. That's not being fully disclosed. Unfortunately, we're left to speculate as to what that is because she's not being forthcoming about releasing, you know, the truth about her medical condition. But if you look at that video of what happened, that was not just like a typical passing out episode where you just, you know, have the vasovagal event where, you know, you pass out for a second, you wake up and, you know, hey, I'm fine. She could not walk. I think there's something neurologically wrong with her. I would even consider Parkinson's disease, and she's having complications.
Let's explore this Parkinson's thing, because this is the question. This is the most common theory that I've heard, and I've been talking to doctors both privately and on the air. And I must admit, we've got a wide variety, Mitch, maybe somewhere around 10 different theories that I've heard over the last week or two. But Parkinson's is the one that's come up the most frequently. Well, give me the signs that you're observing in her that could be Parkinson's, and maybe some stuff that might debunk that on the other side.
Well, I think what you have to look at, and I think one of the other callers is right, you have to be kind of a detective about this, but you're not getting the full information, the full story, so it's very difficult. But what you see, and if you look at some of the other videos of her with these uncontrolled motor movements that she's had, and sometimes she has loss of her control of her body,
right?
That could be a sign of Parkinson's, or complications from Parkinson's disease, and that's a very serious thing. There's clearly something is drastically wrong, and I think that some people are overlooking that. It's true. If you were just a normal person that had an episode where you passed out or couldn't control yourself in a very recent and not an overly hot day with that medical history, you would be going to a hospital and getting checked out to make sure you don't have a serious life-threatening condition. But what I speculate, which is all we can do, is that she knows what the condition is, and her people who are handling her and doctors that are with her know what her condition is. And I think that they know that – I think that she might have – serious neurologic condition that prevents her from moving. When you look at her going into that van, she couldn't walk. She couldn't move. This is not just somebody who passed out. This is somebody who they're trying to keep standing and have to basically throw into a van. I mean, it's really concerning. I'm very concerned for her health.
You know what, Mitch, this is what I've been saying, and I know that I get a little angry on this topic, and the reason why I get angry is because
all right, let's take our last break and come back. I've got some weird news for you. I might play I think I'll save the rest of that for tomorrow, if I can squeeze it in. I was fascinated at how many doctors were listening to that show, and then, how many said it was a brain issue, that it was brain damage. It was a stroke, tumor. And then there's the Parkinson's argument. None of this stuff, though, fits in with a pneumonia diagnosis in the least. I mean, from what I understand, pneumonia by itself couldn't really have the impact of stiffening somebody up and that type of thing. What would look like possibly a seizure or something else. Fascinating stuff, though. 748 AM Las Cruces, AM 1450, 523-1450. You're listening to The Kelly O'Connell Show, and I'll come back and read your texts, and then we'll get into some weird news.
Bye, baby, bye, bye. I said bye, bye, baby, goodbye. It hurts, I understand. You got a fine old man.
Well, we've got a text here from Frankie. Libs are the best. You're just jealous. You're not. You are in serious denial. All right. I believe that's Frankie's eloquence coming through there. That's probably why the federal government agencies have been militarized and they're stockpiling ammunition. We're talking about the possibility of a government takeover through this crazy election. This says, all right, let's see here. This is hard to follow. It says Walt Rubel last week, the November election is just around the corner, and you can be certain it will bring with it another wave of sleazy attacks. We can't stop them, but we can reject them and look to more reliable sources to base votes on. Where's the reliable sources in the DNC camp, Mr. Rubel? Yeah, man. All right, and here's another one. Kelly, the last I saw last night was a report that Hillary has a degenerative neurological disease like Parkinson's or epilepsy. Of course. All right, now here, shifting Shifting gears, a very weird story. A lady married her daughter, her own flesh and blood daughter, and is getting prosecuted for that. And when I did research, I found out she had previously married her own son. So her children were taken away from her. Jeez, I wonder why. And then she ended up, the kids got back in touch with her to reunite. And she married first her own son, and then I don't know if they got divorced, but then she married her own daughter. Inside Edition.
This mother and daughter was a little too strong, according to police in Oklahoma, who say the two were legally married. 43-year-old Patricia Spann and her biological daughter, 25-year-old Misty, are both charged with incest, a felony in the state. The Duncan Police Department says it received a referral from the state's child welfare office, which had been involved with the family for an unrelated case. They say child welfare workers suspected there was an incest relationship between Patricia and Misty and reported it to police. The detective on the case says the suspects have been living as a couple for about a year, but were legally wed in another county in Oklahoma back in March. He also says his office is investigating another one of Patricia's marriages to her biological son, which was annulled in 2010. The bond for Patricia and Misty Spann was set at $10,000 each. If convicted, they could spend up to 10 years in prison. For inside,
sounds like a healthy family. You know, here's from the son.
Cody says the last few weeks have been a living hell, with police and DHS questioning his family's every move. He says social media has been especially hard to stomach.
I hear people on Facebook saying all kinds of different comments. You know, telling my family's incest, we're nasty, we're better off this earth.
He says the only person that should be ridiculed is his mother.
Did she take advantage of the fact that we found her and we actually wanted to be a part of her life? Yeah, she did. She took a big advantage of it. You know, it could have been, look, you know, we reunited with your kids, you know, be in your kids' lives. No, she wants to be with one of her kids. That is sick.
Well, maybe he's just jealous that his sister ended up with her. All right. Here is another one. This is certainly bizarre. This is from the Daily Mail. Florida mother, 34, hired a hitman to kill her husband, 59, after deciding her plot, get this, to have him kidnapped and made a sex slave abroad was, quote, unrealistic. No, that's not an unrealistic way to deal with somebody you don't like. Rachel Natalia Leahy has been charged with solicitation of murder. She's accused of hiring hitmen for $5,000 to have her ex killed. Leahy wanted him dead so she could get custody of their children. And, all right, so a Florida mother allegedly hired a hitman to have her husband killed after she decided her other idea, which was to have him kidnapped and made a sex slave abroad, was unrealistic. And, all right, so... Wow, that is very close to the craziest story that I've ever heard of. My two choices is to either have you sent overseas as a sex slave. Her ex is, by the way, about 60 years old, so I don't know who would want a 60-year-old foreign sex slave male, but apparently she did. Is there a criminal gene? Up to 70% of jail inmates have a disorder also seen in serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer. It could be in their DNA. Only 1% to 3% of people normally have this. It's antisocial personality disorder, and it's found in 40% to 70% of prison population. Sounds a little kind of a broad range of possibilities there. And genes are related to this. There are more than 324 million people living in the U.S. 2.3% of them are incarcerated. And they don't know why some people turn to crime, but now they're blaming it on antisocial personality disorder linked to aggression and manipulation. And so what are some elements of this? They don't know what it is, but it could be abuse from a child being abused. And the person with antisocial personality disorder can be witty and charming, good at flattery, manipulating other people, break the law repeatedly, disregard the safety of self and others, have problems with substance abuse, lie, steal, and fight, show no guilt or remorse. That's just a sociopath. I mean, what a, have to come up with a new name there. All right, so here's the last story. West Virginia woman, 39, arrested after putting out lit cigarette in her boyfriend's eye because he came home too late Cindy Underwood, charged with felony malicious wounding, and police say she attacked her boyfriend at their St. Albans home on Monday. And Jeremy Hughes told police he couldn't see after the attack, suffered eye injury, and taken to the hospital. That is one sick lady. Jeez, I wonder if he lost his eye. Charged with malicious wounding. Well, anyway, thanks for hanging out with me today. I really enjoyed it. And we'll take you out one more for the highway and then one more for the road. That's my advice to Hillary when she goes to the debate, because she's a sick puppy, and our former national mascot is having a hard time getting around and even talking and walking. So take a few shots, put on your anti-seizure goggles, and get down to the debate. We're all desperately waiting to watch your clock get cleaned by Donald. Kelly Connell, AM Las Cruces, AM 1450. Have a great day. Thanks for hanging out with me, and enjoy it. Ciao.